It's time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. You can catch previous episodes. They are uploaded as podcasts on our website at KOZT.com. I'm going to talk a little bit about test results today, and we've been doing very well here in Mendocino County, and why it is so important to keep doing what we've been doing. So here's Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right, every Thursday here on the report, Lucretia Renteria is here, the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics. And good morning, Lucretia, and what information do you have for us this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I did want to just mention that the surveillance testing we did last week, we've produced 112 negative tests, and we have 8 tests pending, hoping to hear about those results very soon. And I reiterate that we do need to continue to protect ourselves and others, our social distancing, the masking orders that go into place tomorrow. A surge of this virus will easily overwhelm the healthcare capacity that we have in this community. We are small. We have a small hospital. We can really use the help of the entire community to continue the protective measures that are in place as long as possible. Be really safe and smart about going out of your homes and really making it be for essential trips only, and helping just to keep that surge from overwhelming our system here on the coast. I wanted to talk a little bit about how we're delivering care right now. We have in-person appointments, so if you need to be seen in person and you need a procedure done or an immunization, some kind of vaccine for your child, we are really being careful about who is coming into the building. We're checking temperatures on everybody. We are giving masks to anyone who is in the building, and we are trying to sanitize our buildings several times a day. We have staff who go around and sanitize anything that would be a common touch point. We actually have staff at each of the door entrances, and so you don't have to touch our doors to come into the building. And we're trying to be very, very careful about keeping us as safe as possible, both for staff and any patients who would be here. But for those visits that can be conducted over the phone or with video, we're also using those technologies, and that has been very successful in our behavioral health department and in our medical services. Prenatal care, you need to come into the building, and we encourage you to continue to come for your care. Make sure that mom and baby are doing well. And with our babies, of course, we want to continue to see them and keep those vaccines up to date, make sure that we're getting those newborns in and seen. And at the pediatric office, once you come in the door, you're roomed immediately so that there's no lingering in the lobbies, and you're not you don't have to be inconvenienced by going out and waiting in your car with your child. But we do ask that only the essential caregiver come to those appointments with children, and that we really limit the number of people that are coming in and out of our buildings so that we can stay as safe as possible.
All right. Good news. Everything keeps moving along, and people don't have to be upset or uptight about coming to the clinic. You're set and ready to go, and that you can also deal with matters by phone. That's great.
Yes. So if you have any needs for care, if you're experiencing a dental emergency, we are accepting new patients for dental emergencies in our clinic also. So if something is happening, please give us a call at 964-1251.
And just reemphasize about continuing to do what we've been doing. I do hear some people say, well, it hasn't gotten bad here. Why do we have to keep doing this? But the reason it hasn't gotten bad here is because we've been doing these things. And as you said, the medical ecosystem here is kind of fragile and could easily get overwhelmed in a smaller isolated area like ours if we don't continue to do the good work that we've been doing.
Exactly. This community is to be commended for really taking care of itself and showing how much we care about each other by keeping to the shelter in place and the masking and all of the safety guidelines. And we just need to continue it and stay strong and do it as long as we possibly can. We've seen the outbreak that happened in Round Valley and how quickly the transmission can go in a small community. And that could just be devastating for us here.
All right. Well, that's Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics. We don't have a health report on Friday mornings, and then Monday through Wednesday, the health report will be in connection with the still, we call it, the Mendocino Coast District Hospital and with the city of Fort Bragg. Rogalski here from the coast.